Lamentations, chapter 1, from the Hebrew Bible, a translation with commentary by Robert Alter. Chapter 1, how she sits alone, the city once great with people. She has become like a widow, great among nations, mistress among provinces, reduced to forced labor. She weeps on through the night, and her tears are on her cheek. She has no consoler from all her lovers. All her friends have betrayed her, have become enemies to her. Judah is exiled in affliction and in hard labor. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her pursuers overtake her in straits. The roads of Zion mourn without festival pilgrims. All her gates are desolate, her priests are groaning, her virgins are sorrow-stricken, and she, it is bitter for her. Her foes are at the head, her enemies are tranquil, for the Lord has stricken her with sorrow because of all her trespasses. Her babes have fallen captive before the foe, and from Zion's daughter is departed all her glory. Her nobles have become like stags that find no pasture, and they go without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem recalls in the days of her affliction and her wandering all her treasures that were in the days of yore, as when her people fell to the foe's hand with none to help her. The foe saw her and they laughed over her disasters. An offense did Jerusalem commit. Therefore she became despised. All who honor her degrade her, for they have seen her nakedness. She on her part groans and has fallen back. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She has no mind of her future, and she plunges wondrously. There is none to console her. See, O Lord, my affliction, for the enemy is boasting. The foe has laid his hand on all her treasures, for she has seen nations come into her sanctuary, of whom I charge they must not come into the assembly with you. All her people groaned seeking bread. They gave her their treasures for food to revive their failing lives. See, O Lord, and look, for she has become cheapened. Not upon you, O passerby, look and see. Is there pain like my pain that he inflicted upon me, that the Lord struck with me with sorrow on the day his wrath flared? From on high he sent out fire into my bones. He brought it down, spread a net for my feet. Maybe fall back. The yoke of my trespasses is tight, twisted by his hand, climbing round my neck. He made my strength stumble. The Lord has given me into the hand of one I cannot stand against. The master has spurned all my champions in my midst, has proclaimed an appointed time against me to break my young men. A winepress the master has trampled for the virgin Zion's daughter. For these do I weep, my eyes are flooded, for the consoler is far from me, the reviver of my failing life. My children have become desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. Zion spread her hands, there is none to console her. The Lord has summoned for Jacob, round about him with foes. Jerusalem has become despised among them. Righteous is the Lord, for I have rebelled against him. Hear, pray, all your peoples, and see my pain. My virgins and my young men have gone off captive. I call out to my lovers, they deceive me. My priests and my elders perish in the city when they sought food that would revive their failing lives. See, O Lord, for I am distressed. My inwards are roiled, my heart churns within me. For I have surely rebelled. Outside, the sword slays sons, inside, very death. You have heard that I groan. I have none to console me. All my enemies heard of my harm were gladdened. But it was you who did it. You brought the day you summoned. May they be like me. Let all their evil come before you, and do to them as you did to me for all my trespasses. For my groans are many, yet my heart aches.